A different competition, this one here in Washington, was jeopardized by this week's snowstorm. Students representing 29 middle schools from across the country presented their designs for a future city. They huddled around gold and silver-painted models made of egg crates and milk cartons. NPR's Ari Shapiro trudged to the hotel ballroom where students were eager to tell him how cities of the future can handle snowstorms better than cities of today.
I'm Wilford Collins from Ponca City, Oklahoma, and I'm 14. We can have hover snowplows ready at any time to move it off the road, but really, since the cars hover, you wouldn't have to worry about it anyway.
Emma Call, I'm 14 and I'm from Baltimore. We have little heaters under the roads, and they heat the road that melts the snow as opposed to snowplows.
But would you still have to shovel out your own driveway?
Sure.
You have to work sometimes and shovel your own self out.
Owen Quinlan, I'm 14 and I'm from Oakland, New Jersey. We project that the climate of the area will be much warmer than it is right now due to global warming, but when the snow does come, all our transportation is enclosed so that transportation will continue.
I'm Mitchell Liso, I'm from Miami and I'm 13. We have a bubble buddy which can float over any kind of weather, like rain or snow that we're having right now in Washington.
Joe Mackey, 14 years old, Massachusetts. We don't really use roads, so it really wouldn't shut anything down.
What do you use instead of roads?
Quantum teleportation. It's when particles in an object are isolated and then entangled so they can be transported. When they get isolated, they basically separate every single particle in the object and entangle.
I'm John Marin. This is Solaris. It's located in southwestern Arizona.
If there is this freak accident, by the way, I'm Daniel, then we do have our electromagnetic thing on top of the command central, which puts out an electric pulse, which then can melt the snow to the needed depth so our citizens can get around our city.
I'm Nadia Carbajal. I'm from Phoenix, and I'm 13. Our city is located on an asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, and we regulate our weather systems in our domes by computers and programs, so we can control the weather in our dome so it won't be snowing when there's a future city competition in Astrodale.
Seventh and eighth graders at the Future City Competition here in Washington, D.C. with NPR's Ari Shapiro.